from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
A week from today, believe it or not, the Bears will begin the 2024 season in Canton, Ohio. It's not too early to start wondering, how much will Caleb Williams play? How much should he play? What's your first thought? Sit this one out, play one series, or go through the entire first quarter?
I know the trendy thing will be sit this one out. Don't take a chance. You can't risk him with no offensive line intact and the receivers aren't going to play. Keenan Allen might not even break a sweat. I didn't think he'll put on a uniform. I get that. He's Keenan Allen. You don't have to play your veterans. I would like to see Caleb Williams in uniform break a huddle, call a play, practice his cadence, run a series, and call it a day. I want to see Caleb Williams representing the Bears, playing quarterback for the Bears in a Bears uniform on national television for the first time. I think there probably is limited value. And if he doesn't play a snap, if he doesn't dress out, whatever, I don't think it's a big deal worth making too much of a fuss about. The gains would be minimal. I don't think they'd be consequential. But if you ask me, what would I want to see and what could I justify? Yeah, I could justify Caleb Williams, one series. We talk all the time about the operation of the offense. Let him operate it. Let him see what it's like. Let him turn the keys on in the ignition. Let him sit in the seat. Let him buckle up. Yeah, I want to see him play a series.
David, I agree 100%. Also think it's important, on top of all that, to go through the warm-ups in uniform, right? Like, know where he's going to stand for warm-ups, addressing the team ahead of the game, addressing the offense, not just throwing the ball in shells, but actually throwing it in cleats and a full uniform. There is a difference, believe it or not. So, yes, I think one series, even if he hands the ball off 3 or 4 times and never even attempts a pass, while I'll complain about it on Friday morning, I'll say right now that it's okay. But for him not to play at all, I think would be a very big mistake. Very big.
I don't care if he plays a snap. It doesn't matter to me at all. I want to know who's starting at left tackle. And I mean, if you look at a depth chart, their number one guy is out and their number two guy is out, and that would mean Larry Borum. I mean, I'm not even sure Larry Borum's listed as a left tackle on any of their play charts. So and you can say, well, who are they playing? You know, who's going to play against them? Whatever. Let me tell you something. Some young guy trying to make his reputation could come around the edge and ruin your season. So I care more about protecting him in a preseason game. And when is it going to be? Is it late July? Who cares? It's irrelevant. I don't think the season's going to come down to it. I don't think it's going to aid or harm. To me, this is just a... they're going to get rid of these games anyway. I mean, they're going to an 18-game schedule and double bye weeks and all this stuff. I mean... this is not an issue that would keep me up. I don't think there's anything about this that's going to determine his success this year. And the only thing that I would worry about is something negative happening, because apparently they don't have a left tackle available to them on the day.
Hmm.
That's all. I'm not trying to be, you know, afraid of playing, or I just think you need you have if he's going to play, then you got to have your best people out there, because that's the whole point of the operation. And you know, if you listen to what Flusie said, I think that they're trying to play him only against the first team defense, and they're going to also, who do they play? They're going to play somebody in some practices. They'll get some time then.
Bengals, 55 to 60 snaps, yeah. I think he said it was the ballpark, or between 45 and 55.
45 and 55.
Yeah, that would be.
You could sit one series out here. It's okay. You'll get there.
Okay.
Just one reporter's opinion. But Dustin has the
point. I'm just curious, the fact that you guys are going to be there, does that impact the answer to this question as all? Would you like to actually see him in person?
Yeah, I'd like to see him play if I'm going to be there. But no, it doesn't impact how I feel about the number one priority, and David will back this 100%, is to get out of the preseason healthy.
Yeah,
be ready to start in the regular season.
My answer had nothing to do with the fact they'll be there.
No,
I don't really care about my own, you know, viewing pleasure. I do think there's value in playing. I think experience, even though it's muscle memory, it's things that you get better at. This is something he has never done before. This is a team he's never led before. A helmet he's never worn before. These are little things, but getting the play call from the sidelines or the press box or whatever it is, and whoever he's talking to, these are valuable reps, if you want to call them that. And I think when you look at that, I would think as a rookie quarterback, you want to master as much as you can possibly master. And if you don't, it's not a big deal, but you do pass up an opportunity to practice something that you need to get good at.
Preservation over all else. Preservation.
I think that's a little. I think that's true, and it will be probably the way teams look at it. I think it's a little scared.
Yeah, there's no doubt that my season could be destroyed if it's about me. If the quarterback doesn't play, I won't be very happy when you get to the regular season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.